This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Donald Trump has been sworn in as the 47th President of the United States, taking the oath of office for his second term. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. As part of the official transfer of power, President Trump is delivering his inaugural address during the ceremony. J.D. Vance took the oath as Vice President. Ahead of the ceremony, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump attended a church service near the White House. Reports indicate that President Trump has pledged to make significant changes during his second term, promising to sign a series of executive orders on his first day in office. Sources say he plans to issue more than 200 executive actions upon assuming the presidency. Yesterday, 78-year-old Trump addressed a victory rally in Washington, D.C., where he promised to act swiftly to address the nation's crises. He highlighted recent positive developments, including a surge in the stock market and a 39-year high in small business optimism since the election. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is representing India at the event, which is attended by several foreign leaders, including Argentina's President Javier Milei, Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, Ecuador's President Daniel Noboa, El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, and former Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated President Donald Trump for taking over as the 47th President of the United States of America. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to work closely together once again to benefit both countries and to shape a better future for the world. Mr. Modi also expressed wishes to U.S. President for a successful term ahead. The 55th World Economic Forum WEF annual meeting began today at Davos in Switzerland. The five-day WEF meeting will explore how to relaunch growth, harness new technologies, and strengthen social and economic resilience. The global meeting will be attended by close to 3,000 leaders from over 130 countries, including 350 governmental leaders. India is being represented by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. During the five-day event, India's model of inclusive growth and digital revolution will be highlighted. Talking to an Indian television channel in Switzerland's Davos, WEF President and CEO Jorge Brende forecast a 7-8% GDP growth for India on the back of higher investments driven by economic reforms. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today said the Labour Board will soon bring gig workers under social security. Dr. Mandaviya made this statement after inaugurating the two-day international seminar on formalization and social security coverage for workers in the informal sector in New Delhi. He said the social security for workers without any kind of discrimination is the priority of the government. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray for 70 seats after scrutiny and withdrawal of nominations for the Delhi Assembly elections. Today was the last day to withdraw nominations. The highest number of 23 candidates are in New Delhi Assembly constituency, while the lowest number of 5 candidates are in Patel Nagar and Kasturba Nagar seats. As per the Chief Electoral Officer, a total of 487 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. The voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on 8th February. A sessions court in Kolkata Sialdah has sentenced convict Sanjoy Roy to life imprisonment in the Arjikar rape and murder case. Sessions Judge Anirban Das also held that the state government will have to pay the victim's family compensation of 17 lakh rupees. Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Gariabad district today. The bodies of the slain Maoists have been recovered from the spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.